Jimmy stood in front of all his peers and making them strain to hear, whispered, "I'm coming home." Jimmy stood in front of all his peers and cleared his throat and proclaimed, "I am broken. I have been sapped like a rubber tree and all that is precious drained into one bucket of blood." Nose to tail, he took a taxi up the Ecclesall Road. With its familiar smell, something between a persisting smoker and perfume puke and air fresheners. There wasn't enough room in the back. He sat with his knees wide and remembered fingering you one drunken night, all top hat and tails and long black split skirt. Great days, getting off on being watched. When he arrived at the door, his hands shivered as he turned the key. But once unlocked, so many things unlocked. He summoned his courage and burst through. "I'm home," he proclaimed.
"And I'm fucking gorgeous."
His grandmother told him there is no need for such language and passed him a cup of tea and said, "Sit down next to me and tell me about everywhere you've been." Later, his peers stopped him in the hallway like water behind a dam, and in their clear and well-spoken voice they inquired, "So, Jimmy, is this art?" His reply was in whispers. "Are you drinking from the bucket?" Jimmy enjoyed being pompous. "Because if you are, then this is most certainly art."